page 359, book 4, canto 2, The Growth of the Flame. A land of mountains and wide sun-beat plains, and giant rivers pacing to vast seas. A field of creation and spiritual hush, silence swallowing life's acts into the deeps. Of thought's transcendent limbs and heavenward leap, a brooding world of reverie and trance, filled with the mightiest works of God and man, where nature seemed a dream of the divine, and beauty and grace and grandeur had their home, harbored the childhood of the incarnate flame. Over her watched millennial influences and the deep godheads of a grandiose past, looked on her and saw the future's godheads come, as if this magnet drew their powers unseen. Earth's brooding wisdom spoke to her still breast, mounting from mind's last peaks to mate with God's, making Earth's brilliant thoughts a springing board to dive into the cosmic vastness. The knowledge of the thinker and the seer saw the unseen and thought the unthinkable, opened the enormous doors of the unknown, rent man's horizons into infinity. A shoreless sweep was lent to the mortal's acts, and art and beauty sprang from the human depths. Nature and soul vied in nobility, ethics the human keyed to imitate heaven. The harmony of rich culture's tones refined the sense and magnified its reach to hear the unheard and glimpse the invisible, and taught the soul to soar beyond things known, inspiring life to greaten and break its bounds, aspiring to the immortal's unseen world. Leaving Earth's safety, daring wings of mind bore her above the trodden fields of thought, crossing the mystic seas of the beyond, to live on eagle heights near to the sun. There, wisdom sits on her eternal throne. All her life's turns led her to symbol doors, admitting to secret powers that were her kin. Adept of truth, initiate of bliss, a mystic acolyte trained in nature's school, aware of the marvel of created things, she laid the secrecies of her heart's deep muse upon the altar of the wonderful. Her hours were a ritual in a timeless fane. Her acts became gestures of sacrifice. Invested with the rhythm of higher spheres, the word was used as a heretic means for the release of the imprisoned spirit into communion with its comrade gods, or it helped to beat out new expressive forms of that which labors in the heart of life. Some immemorial soul in men and things, seeker of the unknown and the unborn, carrying a light from the ineffable to rend the veil of the last mysteries. Intense philosophies pointed earth to heaven, or on foundations broad as cosmic space, appraised the earth mind to superhuman heights, overpassing lines that please the outward eyes, but hide the sight of that which lives within. Sculpture and painting concentrated sense upon an inner vision's motionless verge, revealed a figure of the invisible, unveiled all nature's meaning in a form, or caught into a body, the divine.